Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is the Force Center podcast feed. I'm Ken Knapsack for another edition of Star Wars Ranked. Me and a guest, a topic, 5 points each to support that topic. We get it good, simple here. That's what we do. We're going to bring in my special guest here, Joseph Scrimshaw. We can't stop ranking action figures.
No, we can. I do it in my sleep.
This is something we started, like, hey, let's go back to the Power of the Force 2, and then we just keep going, and then some people, I've got some tweets or Discord posts of, hey, are you going to do this line? Yeah, you should do this line, and I at this point, I don't know why we would stop.
Why would we stop ever?
Why would we stop?
No.
And then there's another one coming down the line, a topic you pitched us. We're going to do, like, a what if Force Awakens, Last Jedi era films were released during the classic era or this era here, which is a new classic era, of all the weirdos we haven't got. We're going to have fun with that, too.
We've got every frame of film featuring Han Solo in the original trilogy. You know, there's he blinked in that one frame. here's Han Solo blinking. That level of detail applied to the sequel trilogy just thrills me.
Absolutely. The possibilities are endless. So we're going to get to that. So we're not done here. I got some other ones. I got Billy Patterson coming in from Screen Junk. He's going to do a Star Wars ranked series. So if you're like tired of action figures, I can't imagine why you're a Star Wars fan. Don't worry. But we're having fun doing this. And today we are going to look at the best of the Revenge of the Sith collection.
released in April 2005, ran to 2006. This is the line that, of course, connects with episode 3, but also went beyond that and has a wonderful collection of weirdos and Vaders to choose from. So before we get to that, I want to remind you today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/4center. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. So we all always like to recommend an audiobook this week. Check out Black Spire, the Galaxy's Edge novel by Delilah S. Dawson, reviewed on the main show this week. Surprisingly good, surprisingly deep, which we shouldn't be surprised because Delilah S. Dawson is a great Star Wars writer. So check that out. Go to audibletrial.com/4center for your free audio book. But let's get into this now, Joseph. The overall thoughts here on the Revenge of the Sith collection. Again, April 2nd, 2005, it launches. Hasbro switches up the packaging. We got episode three coming out the fifth month is what I was thinking there when I said five. Coming out in May. This is the build up there. So this set, this collection comes out. What are your initial thoughts? Where you are with it now? And did you actually collect them during this era?
Loved the new packaging. You know, it's very different with the flames and the Vader and just like the shape of the actual plastic container, the bubble they were in being entirely different. So very much liked it. This has been great to do these ranked to kind of walk through where we were at. Mm-hmm. This was intense and important summer in my life. About 30 hours before these action figures premiered, I went on my first date with my now wife, Sarah Stevenson Scrimshaw.
Yes.
So it is impossible for me to disconnect thinking about those action figures from that first summer with Sarah, and it was such an eventful summer. My computer broke right before something was due. Family stuff. I had a massive leg injury from children's theater, and I was on crutches for a while, and my car broke. Endless. Sarah went through a torture test the summer of 2005 to make sure that she was still okay with being with me, and all the while, these action figures. So I was in a point in my life where I wasn't collecting a ton, but I loved Revenge of the Sith. I loved being able to kind of just immerse myself in it and be really picky and choosy about which characters that I picked up. And now, in retrospect, we're going to talk about some of them. There's so many characters in here that I've come to love more from doing Force Center, from doing Data Bank Brawl, from really appreciating the weirdos, from going back in and looking and appreciating the differences between the different clones more than I did when they were on the show.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
And things like that. Of like, I didn't really focus on like, oh, is that that's an action figure of the one of the clones that Yoda cut the head off of? Cool, I know who Commander Gree is now, you know?
Yeah.
So I am appreciating it differently, but it also sits in a super significant summer of my life.
That's interesting. I did not collect as well either, and this is not a time where I was not paying attention to Star Wars. I was really excited about Episode 3. Loved the trailer. Man, I was on board and grabbed a group of friends to go see it at the Arclight Hollywood on opening night. Like, I was in it, but for some reason, and, you know, finances always factor in different points in life. I was not out and about buying these ones, but I have, and it's funny, I just moved to this new place and I have a storage shed. I have a box out there with, like, I have boxes for the Black Series stuff I've collected recently. Joseph and I are currently looking at a wall where I have a lot of the Last Jedi line of 3¾ figures and stuff like that. The Rogue One, Amaratus, signed by Steven Stanton. Thank you, Steven, stuff like that. But I have a box of all the figures I kind of collected in the mid to late 2000s where I just was like in a store buying milk and ran into that. Oh, that
I'll
goes
grab
in.
That. Yeah, you got a sweet 9-num.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of them are from this collection.
Oh, cool.
The packaging, the bubble, the flames, the Vader. Yeah. and they're not necessarily the ones I'm going to be talking about now. This is kind of me looking back. But yeah, I've said before, I always get a Vader from each line. So I have, I think, just the regular straight-on Darth Vader, classic one, not Anakin, in that line too. So it's an interesting line. You're right. Interesting time. And this has been part of the fun because the power of the Force was you and me looking back kind of at our own personal collections.
Yeah.
But this is now through the prism of time and hindsight and now maybe more money. So on that note, we're going to dive into the best of the Revenge of the Sith line. Five choices with some honorable mentions thrown in later. We're going to start with your number five.
My number five is the one that I bought. One of the
the one?
One of the two or three.
Okay.
But when the line came out and I knew, like, damn,
new Star Wars action figures in the midst of everything going on in my life. I'm going to Target to look at action figures. And yeah. I really had to, like, I will allow myself one. And this is the one that popped off the shelves to me, partially because of my long-term love of this character, but more because of the comedy absurdity. And that is Yoda with spinning attack. Now, you see a Yoda with spinning attack outside of a package, you think that's just a damn fine Yoda action figure with a little base that you can spring and throw him. Great. When I walked into Target, I saw a Yoda, Jedi Master, with one arm holding a lightsaber high above his head with great pride like a Jedi would, in the other hand, just directly on his crotch.
It is.
And I've never heard the story of why Yoda is packaged that way, but I bought that so fast. It wasn't spinning attack, it was buying attack. And I showed it to everyone in my life. I brought it to a late night comedy show, and it was sold well that night. I passed it around so 50 people could personally look at Yoda with spinning attack.
So, first of all, shout out to the excellent website, JediBusiness.com, which is where Joseph and I go a lot to just look at everything and look at the collection.
And what Yoda is touching in this pose.
I just brought
Jedi
up the
business.
Picture, because I brought up the main picture when you brought it up, when I got your list. I brought up this, it's a secondary shot. It looks like he's doing some real bad crotch humor, and the look on his face is kind of, it's not appropriate, but it's challenging. It's a thing, man.
Yep. Touching my junker.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah, it's just, it was just like, how, why, it's so funny. And I have had, you know, I've moved around a lot. I've had, that action figure was in storage for a little while, but when I came to move to Los Angeles, I'm like, what can I take with me? Like, Yoda with spinning attack. Yeah, so he's been with me here in Los Angeles. Yeah.
That should go with you throughout. They should bury you with this figure. Because it's great because the first shot that I brought up is it's without the lightsaber, and it's like he's got his hands in a very, almost like he's holding his Yoda cane, but the cane's missing.
Yeah.
And his cloak is flapping in the wind, right? His little Yoda robes.
Little action.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, this is like intimidating. This is like Mother Talzin Yoda. Like, it's like things are floating. And then that next shot. But then it's got a little latch on the back for the spinning action. Did the spinning action work?
I have never taken this Yoda out of the package.
That's fair.
Yeah, because it is the tableau. I should, out of respect, just sometime buy another copy.
Yeah.
And see if the spinning attack works.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Isn't it just absurd?
Fantastic.
Wow. So that isn't my number five, a Yoda I bought out of a sense of love of Yoda and absolute comedy.
Well, I can't top that with my number five. That's the end of the list. Goodbye, folks. I'm going with one that just based on design, the look just in the package. Don't take this one out. You can display it as is. It is the Magna Guard.
Yeah.
I do love the Magna Guards. I love the sounds. I love the designs. I know there was some Grievous options in here, as if maybe this would be Grievous. And Lucas is like, let's continue to use that. I just love everything about him. And what I love about the character that I see in the film with the cloak on the side, the red eyes, the lecture staff, it's all there in this figure. And it's just one of those, like, this is a great design. It's timeless, a figure that can be displayed, and it's so Star Wars-y. In the world of Star Wars capes, I think it's the Magna Guard's cloak / cape is underrated.
Absolutely.
And it's all on display here in this figure.
Yeah, droids that are that, like, badass, like, no, we get capes too. Like, yeah, come on. A cool sequence in the film, and you go back to, like, just what's a classic action, Star Wars action figure is sometimes it's the troop or the bounty hunter, you know, something with the less organic features that just looks cool. This is just a cool-looking character and a cool-looking action figure.
And I'm not much for army building. I know a lot of collectors are. Like, let me buy 16 stormtroopers and everything. I don't do that, I think if I was collecting this line now, I would want at least two to match what was around Grievous.
Yeah.
They're great figures. The coloring's blue. And looking them up close, there's like a weird almost Robotech vibe to some of the design. Like, it's almost like a Zentradi battle pod that's stretched out a little bit.
Yeah.
So it connects to a lot of other things I love, but just a great figure. And that cloak, man, I want to reach out and touch it. So that's simple. My number five. I can't get – it's just more direct than that, and there's no spinning action. Magna Guard's not doing anything inappropriate, but it's starting out my list at number five, which means we're up to your number four.
My number four, I have touched my hand upon to buy at conventions, and I've never decided to make the splurge, but maybe I will. We talked about the Power of the Force, how episode, how I had that X-Wing that back in the day in the actual release time of the original trilogy, original Kenner line was labeled as battle damaged X-Wing.
Right, right.
And you got to put the stickers on it, and I always fantasize about having a battle damaged Luke after his Bespin battle, and then they finally put out the one where you could take off his hand and that. Mm-hmm. Well, this, they finally actually just went as far as naming the action figure battle damage. My number four is Anakin Skywalker. Battle damage. So in the actual, you know, bubble, it's just burnt to a crisp.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mutilated Anakin with an arm missing and the totally exposed mechno arm. You can remove his limbs. And then he comes with a head and a cloak that are doing well. The Grievous number. So it was in theory, you can exchange the parts around so you can have two different Anakin's almost. So the accessory details, according to Jedi Business, are blue lightsaber, great, plastic cloak, extra head, non-burnt, sounds like it's some sort of chicken order, and an extra set of arms. They're not just extra set of arms, there's healthy arms. So you can, I get, again, this is a little bit of mystery, like Yoda with his, you know, intimacy action there. Yeah. I get that you think like, oh yeah, it'd be cool to make burnt Anakin, but is that too far to just put an action figure, a largely limbless, burnt hero? All right, let's kind of put a half good one that you can, healthy Anakin you can build out of him.
Yeah.
But it's just, even the Jedi Business page notes like, particularly odd in a series that is for children that they would put burnt to a crisp Anakin out.
Because Jedi Business is a great job, and when I put together the YouTube video, I'll slap some pictures on. I can't use theirs because they stamp it, and I want to respect their copyrights there. They've got a great shot that you can set him up on the ground.
Crawling, right?
Crawling.
Like that mechno arm trying to grab the sand.
With the left limb, just the phantom limb reaching up, and it's disturbing.
It really
and
is.
And then the up close shot of Anakin's face looks like the scene in like the first RoboCop where the guy gets all covered in like nuclear waste and is melting and they hit him with the car. It's bad. It's scary.
Great mold.
It's got blue around his eyes, like he hasn't slept in days
because
I've been burnt. Oh man, this is a but it keeps in this tradition of what we keep talking about of the Star Wars figures, we kind of want those moments captured forever.
Got the split apart Darth Maul.
That's quite an important moment.
It's very significant. Yeah.
Deserves the figure.
Yeah. It's almost like, you know, you could squeeze the upper half of his legs and he could scream, I hate you.
And you don't have this figure.
I do not.
I've had my hat on it.
And then I don't know how much I can display that one. That one is going to disturb my wife. So,
I would love a 6-inch Black Series remake of this figure with a little more face scan technology.
Oh yeah, yeah. I just also love that they made so many different Anakin Vader.
There's a ton. There's a lot going on there.
But this is my favorite because it's just straight up called battle damage. That's some damage.
Which again, we talked about before. That's definitely a figure tradition across many lines.
Yep.
Get your battle damage He-Mans and Skeletors out.
Oh, yeah.
So it makes sense. But that's just a little more than battle damage.
Very, very intense. Life-changing wounds to the body and soul, Anakin Skywalker. But that's my number four, battle damage Anakin Skywalker.
It's not too far from the joke that, years ago that went around the meme of like the burnt to a crisp Uncle Owen and
Emperor. Where it's just burnt skeleton.
It's not far from that.
It really isn't. If they sold those with a glass of milk, of blue milk.
Oh, wow. All right. Good number four. We're off to a great start here. My number four, you know, you got Anakin from a very important scene. I love this character because it represents an important moment. And it's one of the first times that I remember, I could be wrong, of a action figure pregnant. It is Padme. It is officially, I do want to get the official title up here because I've renamed it. It is Republic Senator Padme Amidala. But to me, this is the pregnant Padme figure. She is in her little maternity little outfit. She's got the stomach, the poof there, but she's got the pants that have always reminded me of Endor Leia, by the way. She's got a blaster, and it comes with some Mustafar rock to stand on. And I going back to the Phantom Menace line, Padme figures are really potentially always really cool and intricate. And I think this is an important moment.
Yeah.
And her being pregnant, like, I guess, could you also consider this a Luke and Leia figure?
Absolutely.
Let's get to that debate. And I think to the character of Padme, this is an important figure to have. I don't have it. And quite frankly, I don't recall ever really seeing it on the shelves back in the day.
Yeah.
I think I might have picked it up back then. So that's where I'm going with Padme Amidala, Republic Senator, a.k.a. the pregnant Padme
figure. Yeah. It's very interesting to look at this line of whether or not it was starting to reflect other action figure trends, because in both Phantom Menace line and Attack of the Clones line, you had a lot of different Padmes. Yeah. I think this is it for Padme.
I'll double check while you talk.
Line, I think, at least this initial, well, no, I think the Revenge of the Sith. And I mean, granted, she doesn't have as much screen time in Revenge of the Sith. She doesn't have as many different, very distinct outfits. There's that. And then there is like that. Obviously, Star Wars always remakes the main characters, but right away in this line, you have a bunch of different Anakins and Obi-Wans that aren't that different from one another, but more into like, there's a lot in action figure lore about like that Batman line from the early 90s, late 80s, is the early 90s, where it's like, The marketing research started to say, just make the main characters over and over again.
Right.
And it almost seems like this line is starting to trend that way a little bit of, we're going to have the bias that these are allegedly for boys.
Right.
So we're not going to put out Padme in any of her cool robes. It's just going to be this one Padme, and we're just going to have lots of action-oriented versions of the main characters. Not that there isn't anything cool.
But
just
as
we kind of march through the years, it's interesting, and it never really even occurred to me until you picked this Padme. Like, I wonder if this one's starting to lean toward what the, assumptions or business beliefs of the action figure lines were.
Yeah, and you're right. Scanning through here in Jedi Business, no other Padmes, so there could be sometimes for special sets or some of that, but nothing listed here. She's number 19 in the line, but that is it for Padme. And again, that's a statement on where that character ends up going.
Yeah.
On and off camera, we've heard different stories as to why, but it doesn't matter, and it's disappointing, but even more important why this figure
is
in the line.
Great, great figure. An important seminal moment in Star Wars history.
Absolutely. That's why it's my number 4, which means we're up to your number 3.
My number 3 is a weird deluxe bonus set. I didn't see it because I didn't go to Walmart. It was a Walmart exclusive, so I don't think I even knew about it back in the day. I think I knew about it at some point, but forgot. And then had a delightful surprise at Star Wars Celebration this year when I saw a copy of it. It was kind of banged up. And then I was like, I need that. And the next day, when we were on the floor, I kept leaving you talking to kind fans or friends we'd bump into and go like, I'm just going to go to these 3 stalls because I was on a hunt.
You were on a hunt.
I was on a hunt for one of these action figures. The Walmart exclusive Separation of the Twins. You got one action figure of Bail Organa with a beautiful backdrop of Alderaan with a little baby infant Leia doll action figure, action baby, and the one that I needed that I did find a great copy of and is now sitting in my bedroom, Obi-Wan Kenobi with infant Luke Skywalker. Just cuddling him. Great Obi-Wan Kenobi action figure. Great Luke Skywalker baby action figure.
Yeah.
Not a lot to compare it to because I think that's the only one. But I just love that. What a great specific moment that again pushes the action in action figure.
I was on the floor with you while this seminal moment in your life happened. If you getting a hold of this, and here's the thing, you mentioned it's a Walmart exclusive. So 2005 around LA where I was living at the time in the Valley, there was one Walmart, but I didn't go up there much. By then, I was a Target guy, getting my toys at Target. So I missed it. So when you grabbed it, I had never seen this figure and was blown away by the fact that you had the Obi-Wan with the baby. And by the way, Jedi Business, again, giving me a lot of shout-outs today. They list the baby figures separately, right?
Okay.
And
oh, yes.
They just have
a picture of a baby floating
in. Joint count, 0. Joint details, none. Accessory count, zero. Accessory details, zero. It's literally just a swaddled Luke Skywalker, and then of course for the Leia one as well. So there, that's an official Luke character,
yeah,
a Leia figure. But yeah, the Obi-Wan. It's so funny because it's just a simple Obi-Wan. You know, he's got some gloves on. Maybe,
I have some theories about the mold that we'll talk about as our list goes on. But I think it's a good Obi-Wan action figure that as far as a representation of infant Luke Skywalker swaddled in a robe, in a blankie, it's great.
Yeah.
But then the actual backdrop of the card has that beautiful Tatooine sunset. And like, again, I love the absurdity that this even exists. Mm. But that's an important moment in Star Wars.
Yeah.
And I found myself like extra just connected and moved by it because it's so, I love the character of Obi-Wan. I love that he comes to accept this is an important responsibility to watch over this child. This is the brief glimmer of hope, you know, with both Luke and Leia.
Yeah.
At the end of Revenge of the Sith, when it's all falling apart for the heroes. But this is this moment of hope, you know, and here it is represented in an incredibly weird action figure set.
And it's fitting. The Bail figure seems to be able to hold the baby easier, where Obi-Wan looks like when you put a baby in my hands, they're like, here, hold our kid. And I'm like, is it going to poop? And there's no gloves on the Obi-Wan. Sorry, that looked a little different.
He's got a robe, shading. Right?
Yeah, he got the robe. It looked like he had gloves on, but no, he doesn't have gloves. Yeah, you're right. So yeah, when you pulled this out, I remember because you ended up at Celebration this year probably getting more figures than you had planned on.
Yeah.
So you were having some packing issues upon your return, and it was like, well, this one's definitely we got to figure out the right way.
Wrap this carefully to take care of it. Yeah.
Such a great figure. Again, it makes sense. Again, we're laughing, but it's like these are important moments.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like back, these, and we can talk about it more at some point, maybe even on the main show about what's going on with the action figure line these days. Yeah. But all through this window, I think action figures are for people want to open them up and pose them on their desk. They're for kids who want to play with them, and some of them look like just nice little sculptures in the package. And this is one that looks, especially with that backdrop. You know, and it's not like the infant's like in the corner like an accessory. Obi-Wan is holding him, it's a little picture, and you can just look at this in package and go, "That's the whole deal, right
there."
That's
it. Great number three. Wow.
Yeah. Sorry.
No. Great figure. We're up to my number three, and this one's again. It's at first, it's a design of a classic figure and character that I love, but it's a new take on it and presented something new to these characters. I'm going to my number three is the Emperor's Royal Guard figure.
Yeah.
But with blasters. I love the Royal Guards. Always have. I know in Legends Expanded Universe, they went off in a little different direction, different variations of it there. Didn't follow that along. I just loved the figures. I love that stark bright red, just like I love the Crimson Guard in G.I. Joe's line with the Cobra figures. Something about it. But this one, you know, you always wonder, it came with a staff.
Yeah.
And you know they're highly trained. You know they're important. They're guarding the Emperor, for God's sake. They're the Emperor's Royal Guard. What do they do, though? And I just love this figure. No staff. We got a long blaster, like a rifle, and there's like a pistol, and he's ready to fight.
He's ready to shoot.
And it's like, oh, okay, I guess, yeah, that makes some sense.
Yeah.
But it's just, I love this version of the figure for this modern age in a way. Yeah.
And in the movie and in the action figures, right, there is a Senate guard that's the blue one, right?
Yes.
But this is Emperor's Royal Guard.
And they do have that one there. They do have the Senate guard, which I think we first see in what Phantom Menace, and then they roll on, and then they are, they're definitely in here. Oh, they got a, it's where they land when they come back from the opening course in battle. That's where you see them the most, but they're off in the movie, But yeah, and those are cool, but yeah, the Emperor's Royal Guard, it's got a lot of history to it. It's one of those just cool Star Wars designs, but I just love, I don't know what they felt when designing this, because, you know, you only see him when Yoda comes and they got a freeze frame up here in Jedi Business, and he's holding like a he's not holding a blaster.
I mean, back in the day, original Kenner Emperor's Royal Guard came with some sort of staff like thing. So why they looked at this, I think there's a lot in this line that was, we're going off of what we think is going to be featured prominently in the film,
yeah,
because there's a lot of things that aren't that are in the line that aren't featured prominently in the film. So I wonder if, you know, is there some cutscene where the Royal Guards are just blasting at Yoda?
Things.
Obviously, that's not on the Blu-ray, but, yeah. You know, was it a concept at some point to have, like, the Emperor's Royal Guard? You've always wanted to see him in action.
It's got to. I mean, you'd wonder, or they're just sitting around, like, this one's got a staff. Give it some guns. Like, you know, like.
Yeah. There you go. Cigar chomping executive. Yeah. That one needs guns.
It's
kids.
Also, like, because it's got like a real, you know, material for the cloak here. You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fabric.
Thank you. Fabric's the word. but because of that, it looks like he's just wearing like a vest and he's got the sleeves are more, you know, two-toned. Again, it's true to the character, the figures, the ones in the movies, but it just stands out more in this figure as if he's just like got two different colors on. Like he's not matching today. Anyways.
Mismatched socks and everything.
Simple and direct. That's why it's my number three, the Emperor's Royal Guard, which means we're up to your number two.
My number two is one that I've become more excited about just because we've spent more time with the character. I've become more fascinated with the character and his role in Star Wars, and it is Mos Amita.
Mm-hmm.
So there are other Mos Amita action figures. There's one from Phantom Menace for sure. But this one, he's got when I was clicking through and looking on Jedi Business, he's got a cool detailed robe. He's got a cool staff with like one of the statues, I think, of the Republic founders on the top of it. And he's got a weird, like, kind of looks like he's yelling for order face. It's like, God damn, he's cool. He's definitely in my runner-up list. But then I read the accessory details. He comes with a removable hard plastic cloak. That's cool. Staff. That's cool. Ceremonial headdress. Oh, you can take the headdress off. Cool. Oh, there's a base you can put him on. That's cool. Attachable tongue. Apparently, there was a cutscene in Attack of the Clones where his tongue comes lashing out, where he's hissing for order.
I've seen that.
Which I forgot about, but apparently when the makers of the action figure saw that, it's like, you know what that guy needs? A tongue you can take in and out of his mouth, you know, like you do when you're playing. I need removable tongue Mos Amita.
I'll say this might be the sharpest figure in the whole bunch.
It's like, a damn good figure,
right?
It's a
really good figure.
Just amazingly well sculpted and just looks cool as hell.
As we're talking, I'm doing an image search because I do not have a picture of him with the tongue, and now I'm desperate to find a picture. Oh, yeah.
Did you just Google Mos Amita with tongue?
Yeah. Oh, no. That is graphic. I'm going to try to swing around here on the laptop.
I did not suspect that length.
Yeah,
that is. If I may say, girth, even.
This might be the greatest Star Wars figure ever made.
Mos Amita with tongue.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
How could it not be?
This is also one I want to see brought to life with the Black Series detail.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
It's striking. It's a striking figure because with the color, it's got his yellows, his face. It's really expressive.
Yeah.
It's like, and when you put the tongue in, you get it. It's got a mouth. You just click it on in.
Yeah. That's a He-Man action figure now.
Yeah, it really is. It's got it's just bright. It's vibrant. It pops off the page and out of the package and off the card back. So this is a great figure.
Yeah. Wow. I'm loving it. Because I was thinking when we were doing, when we were looking back at older figures, like maybe I need to pick up a Mos Amita Phantom Menace. Like, no, I need Revenge of the Sith.
Absolutely. That is a great choice for your number two, which means we're up to my number two. And in a similar vein, just looking around and looking, it's a balance of, you know, again, when you don't collect this line, we're talking about a line where it's Power of the Force to Joseph and I collected. And this one, I just kind of skimmed through the racks during the time. So I'm looking back and it's the characters I'm connected to more now, but I'm also just looking for the design, the aesthetic, the feel. And much like your Mos Amita one, I'm going with Tion Madon.
Nice.
Which was the sneak preview Revenge of the Sith collection. And Tion Madon, which is, you know, I've just grown to love this character. He didn't say. It's like one of my favorite Star Wars lines. 10th level. When you Obi-Wan goes to Utapau, this is who he talks to, and it's such a one. You know, it's a tall, lanky. There's so much to the design of the character and the way it's played out. I forget the what was the performer's name?
Bruce Spence,
Who also is the mouth of Sauron in Revenge of the King. Extended edition. It's the same guy, and that makes sense because he's so good. He's like a Doug Jones type, and it's a very subtle way of approaching that kind of Doug Jones type of. A performance, but he really brings a lot to this character. And this figure with his staff, and he comes with kind of like a little weapon. It's a blaster rifle. Well, he didn't have that in the movie, but hey, if you have warriors, now is the time.
Yeah,
this is it. And it's
if you have a blaster under your robes, now is the time.
Pull it out. The Emperor's Royal Guards do. You're going to need one. And this is for 2005. Black Series is a few years away. The advancement in figure technologies it's getting bigger and better, but it's still got a ways to go. Much like the Masamita, this is just a great figure, one that I'd love to have myself now. So maybe at next convention I'm at, I will seek out Tian Madone. Which also, by the way, was a great answer you did get in one of the Schmodowns.
Oh, I was very happy for that.
That I had been studying because it's one of those names you know, but it could slip out of your mind for me, at least, if I'm not there. And I was ready, and then I had fought the day before, and they didn't ask that question. I was kind of bummed. And I was in the audience when your question got asked. It was the other way around. I was watching, I just remember you got it, and you answered correctly, probably, I think, along with Alex, too.
Yeah.
And I was just like... damn it, I studied for that. Tian Madone. That name will never leave my mind.
Yeah, I know those names.
So that's my number two. We're going to go to some runner-ups here. I'll just run through mine. We'll go through yours, and we'll go to my number one here. But there's a lot of choices. There's General Grievous's exploding body.
Yeah.
You got to... That makes sense.
Yeah, battle damage.
Battle damage. They should have just called it.
Yeah.
Grievous. Permanent battle damage.
The Jedi Business page also listed that he... Were you going to talk about this?
No, go for it.
Listed that he comes with guts? I couldn't find any more details on that.
I will find that out. I would want some guts.
Well, yeah, wouldn't you want an organ sack? If you have an exploding Grievous.
It's just exploding body. I'm trying to look at the picture. Yeah, the picture just shows a very odd scene of half of Grievous is standing, but the rest of him is not.
Okay. These things happen.
But, okay. Two swivel hips. We got to get. Yeah, okay. But it's a good. I like Grievous' design, and this is what I want. And I think I'd rather. I don't have either any of these Grievous figures, but if I want one, I want the one where he dies.
A Triumph of Obi-Wan.
Yes. Yep. So that's on my list. Also, I've got Count Dooku. Again, going to what we're talking about with Tian Madone and Mos Mada, this is just a really good figure. It looks really detailed, especially for the time. And the robe, everything about it, just it's very regal. And they did a very good job capturing Christopher Lee's face for, again, where this face scan technology wasn't as great as it is now.
Yeah, solid Dooku.
Solid Dooku. Polis Mossin is what I like as well. Talk about your little weirdos, some weird scenes. These are the creatures, the aliens that probably know a little more secrets than people want to give them credit for.
yeah, absolutely. And an interesting design for Star Wars, too.
Yeah, very alien, very alien.
Yeah.
My other choices to round out my honorable mention, Sand Trooper. It's a good classic one. They did it in the Stormtrooper or Clone Trooper to Stormtrooper line.
Like an evolution of.
Yeah. It's a really detailed one. There's one with less dirt, but there's one that's just covered in grime and sand and dirt. Not unlike the Mud Trooper thing that's out now, the Stormtrooper that's stationed on Mimban. I just really like that one.
Yeah, when I saw that on that list, I was like, oh, I wonder why, and then I went and looked at it, and it's totally up your alley of what you like in Troopers, of like hard workaday people, like,
dismay.
Damn, I've been through it today.
Cad, what do you like in figures? Despondency. That's what I like.
I want existential dread trooper is what I want.
I want them to not be sure of their place in life. The final one, there's a large collection of Wookiee warriors.
Yeah.
A heavy gunner Wookiee, a lot of Tarful as well, but just a lot of just Wookiee warriors. And we always talk about, hey, you got Chewbacca, and how different can you make a Wookiee? Well, now we got our Wookiee choices here, and I really like that.
Yeah, those are great ones. So
everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule.
It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
My honorable mentions. What are some of your honorable mentions?
One of my honorable mentions is something I think I was probably aware of at one point, but didn't ever pick up. It's the Mustafar playset, which came with a specific Obi-Wan and Anakin because it's their duel. So Anakin's screaming, which makes sense, and Obi-Wan is sculpted with slightly unkempt hair that's falling forward, and he's you can't move him apparently, but he's kind of in a defensive posture, like right. Backing away. So I just love that ridiculous specificity and love playset. So that was cool. Mon Mothma.
Yeah.
It's a really great Mon Mothma with the weird kind of little headdress thing that she wears in this. Just a great sculpt of her. And then a couple of the characters that have fallen in love with more from doing databank and concentrating on the weirdos. Like Zetsu Kasa. So awesome that they made an action figure of George's actual child. Yeah. And such a great scene. Passel Argente.
Yes.
The weird separatist that we had a particularly gross databank brawl episode about. Just a weird design character who's only in it just briefly. And I found out by looking closer, he has painted on him a lightsaber slash. So you are actually buying dead Passel Argente murdered by the young Sith Lord Darth Vader.
The forgotten separatist member.
And then it's kind of a twofer. There are a bunch of characters, could be a threefer. There's many characters in this line that you see in the movie, but only very briefly. And when you saw the action figure line ahead of time, you're like, oh, cool. Mm. But you got the Mustafar Sentry Guardian.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
kind
of insectoid.
Yep. They're standing there. Yeah.
Tall. I can't even begin to describe it. Amazing design. Very similar to the Utapauan warrior.
Mm-hmm.
We were joking about Obi-Wan's lines. If you have warriors, well, the action figure line did.
Yep.
So the time to buy them is now. In the Nemodian soldiers as well. Like, so there's just a bunch in this line that's like cool. Like maybe you can see them in shadowy corners.
Yeah.
But they weren't featured prominently, but they're really cool figures.
And probably fun to design. Designers really love those.
Yeah. So that's all my runner-ups.
Great honorable mentions there. Great runner-ups. We're on to our number ones, and we always go to my number one, so the guests can close with theirs, and I'm choosing... Well, you set it up top. There's a lot of Anakins, a lot of Vaders available in this line. How about both? I'm going with Anakin Skywalker with Darth Vader tunic and armor. That's right. This is the Revenge of the Sith deluxe assortment sub-collection. A lot of clone troopers doing different things. You got a super battle droid and Obi-Wan. You got Vader being built. You got the Vader on like the gurney.
The operating table.
Grievous with secret lightsaber attack. Sasa Lee. Yoda, more of a meditative Yoda, and a great Palpatine. But in that collection is this Anakin Skywalker, as Anakin as we know him, a little beat up face, got the hair, and he's got a very big like his robe. This is Anakin, right? Right. But then you can pull that off, and you got basically his Vader getup. You got his belt. With the tunic hanging down, and then you got the Vader mask and the chest plate portion of it.
Wow.
And then the arms, and then the actual chest plate itself, like the breathing apparatus, and you know, is
to call your mom to pick you up.
Thank you. and then his light, and then it's got two lightsabers. So it's got the Anakin, the hero's blade, and it's got Vader's classic red. So it's like an interesting collection, man.
Does Anakin look good by himself?
No. No, he doesn't.
No. He's kind of beefed up so to make the transition to Vader work.
The
right?
robe doesn't go over too well over his body, yeah. So,
okay.
It's one of the ones that I never really saw. Anakin's Jedi robe, Anakin's skirt is the listed accessory. So I just really love that one for this collection, for the time, for Revenge of the Sith and what it meant. And you know, this is representative, clearly, of what happens to our hero, and this is a figure that pairs well with your burnt one. pair this wine with this cheese, and you'll get this figure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great to have just a figure that's the heart of the story. You want to know what the prequel trilogy is about? This action figure, right? The exactly. transformation.
Throw in mechanic Anakin from the Phantom Menace era, you're good.
You picked a lot of good Anakins.
So that is my number one. There are many Anakins to choose from.
Yeah.
I'm going the one with Anakin's skirt. what is your number one, sir, to close us out? The best of the Revenge of the Sith figure line.
Well, it is the best from a certain point of view, and that is my view. It is the... one of the other action figures that I did purchase from this line, it is Obi-Wan Kenobi pilot gear.
It's great.
Now, when you're first scrolling through this, right, you just be like, it's an Obi-Wan later in the line. But when I walked into that toy aisle and ended up getting Yoda, I wanted Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Right.
Because I loved Obi-Wan Kenobi, and this is where Obi-Wan truly came into his own. Like, hey, he's great in Attack of the Clones, but damn that mullet. In this, he's got the great hair. He has the climactic duel with Anakin. Yeah. This is Obi-Wan heaven, this movie. I'm waiting for this action figure. And I like the action figures that come out. There's one Obi-Wan Kenobi with Jedi kick action.
Yeah.
The other one. But there's something about him that he's posed for the action movements.
Right.
So the sculpt is good, but it's not to me like just this like perfect symbol of Obi-Wan Kenobi. And then this pilot gear one comes out, which I think was, I could be remembering incorrectly, but I think was on the shelves a little bit later.
Okay.
So I'd already seen the movie. And all pilot gear means is he's got a plastic removable cloak and he's got his little, basically, headset.
His headset.
Which you just take off. So,
yeah.
But I looked at the sculpt and was like, that's the sculpt I've been looking for. That's just Obi-Wan Kenobi in repose. That's just him in his neutral state at rest, right? So I buy this, I take it out of the package, take the pilot gear off. He's got this plastic cloak. Yeah. The lightsaber, even the hilt, is perfectly designed, fits in his hand perfectly. In the plastic cloak is the hood down, but just rests on his shoulders, so even that looks nice. And since I bought this in 2005, this action figure has never left me.
Okay.
Even when I've been in places where I have nothing. in 2006, in March of 2006, I moved to London for 3 months to be with Sarah because she's getting her master's degree. And this is the only action figure I took with me.
Nice.
And put by my computer.
Yeah.
In every place I've lived since then, everywhere I've gone, Obi-Wan is always by my computer.
just this sense of that cool Jedi. He's charming, he's witty, but he's got some tragedy, he's got some wisdom, and he's always just right there, is just like a little symbol to remind me of this character and why I love him. And I could say that about any Obi-Wan action figure, but this one, to me, is just a beautiful, perfect, basic Obi-Wan Kenobi from Revenge of the Sith sculpt.
It really is, but and you know, the headgear could almost, you could take it in a comical sense. It doesn't fit all the way down, you know. But
kind of dumb in the package.
Yeah, but it's great. I know what you mean about the face. It's perhaps the best face sculpt of this line. It just captures a lot of things there, and it's just so simple, which is what Obi-Wan is. He's just a simple, warrior monk going through the galaxy,
just trying to do his job, you know,
protecting you.
And I think they use the same mold for the separation of the twins, which is part of the reason that spoke to me so much, because it's like, that's the action figure that's been on my desk, on my computer, as I go through life for over a decade.
And I just scrolling down to some of the commentary, written commentary from Jedi Business, and they say this might be the best Obi-Wan figure as of 2009. Like,
as of 2009 when they launched this, I imagine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
It's a great Obi-Wan, and it just in terms of what action figures mean, you can play with them when you're a kid, or they can just sit there reminding you, being a physical symbol, like they say in the Toys That Made Us, a physical symbol of this concept. And sometimes as humans, we need that physical symbol to really attach the idea. And this is the Obi-Wan who's been there watching over me like he watches over infant Luke.
Absolutely. Wow. This is a great collection. It's an underrated one.
Damn good collection, which I always appreciated. But going through that list and studying some of these, like, somebody busted their ass making a beautiful Mos Amita, for God's sake. This is a beautiful line.
You gotta pay attention to Mos Amita and his tongue and whatever Yoda was doing. Joseph, thanks for your list. A lot of fun. We love doing these. We're gonna do more of the figures, a lot more figures to rank and talk about, even some what ifs we're gonna be doing here on Star Wars Ranked. If you have your own figures, maybe you have pictures of your collection, you can tweet it to us at Force Center Pod. Use the hashtag Star Wars Ranked, like our Facebook page, go to our website, forcecenterpod.podomatic.net. We have TeePublic merch available, podcasts available in a lot of spots, and then we rebroadcast these episodes on YouTube as well. Subscribe to us there if you haven't already. We got our own things going on, but also too, I want to pay a little respect to Patreon, Joseph. We're building towards some goals there.
So we got some fun goals that you can help us reach. We've got some possible new exciting ideas coming up. So if you want to help us out, go to patreon.com/ForceCenter.
Absolutely. We got our own stuff. Like I was starting to say there, josephscrimshaw.com is the place where they can find out information on your shows.
Shows, comedy albums, podcasts, all sorts of stuff. My website, josephscrimshaw.com. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram, where I'll be posting some pictures of action figures, I'm sure, at Joseph Scrimshaw.
You can follow me at Ken Napsack. Go to kennapsack.com. Information on comedy shows in the area and traveling about, including Washington, D.C. in mid-November. Also, special shout out to our listener, First Rate Nate, who was very kind enough to send us some figures that we talked about recently on the Star Wars Ranked, the Drinking Obi-Wan.
Oh, God, it's beautiful.
Lieutenant Daniel Fatone, Ahmed Beck, and Ilan Sleaze-Begano, the Outlander Encounter for set. he did so by, if you go to our website, there's a snail mail address on there. And First Rate Nate, you are truly first rate.
Yes.
We enjoy it very much. So that is it for now. Go play with your figures, kids. Star Wars has been ranked.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.